This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly conversation about the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. Some parents on Old Mission Peninsula want to know if they can pay higher taxes to keep their community school open. Traverse City Area Public Schools has proposed closing three elementary buildings to save money, including the school on Old Mission. The idea of raising taxes to keep a school open sounds simple, but that is something school districts are not allowed to do in Michigan under state law. Parents on Old Mission are, however, talking about a possible loophole in the law. IPR News Director Peter Payette is with us right now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, David.
Peter, why can't TCAPS just ask taxpayers for more money to keep these schools open?
Well, if you go back to the early 90s in Michigan, schools were mainly funded by local taxes that school districts would propose to voters. And there was a lot of dissatisfaction with that. People felt that the taxes were too high, and it also created a lot of inequality because wealthy communities could raise a lot more money for their schools. So if you lived in a poor community, your schools were not as good. So Proposal A changed all that, and now it's the state that takes in a pool of money and then distributes it more equally, not entirely equally, but more equally to school districts around the state. And at the same time, the taxes were lowered, the property taxes were, and it's harder to increase those. And one of the rules that came into place under Proposal A is that school districts are not allowed to go to voters and say, hey, we want to increase the amount of money we have to operate the school system. Would you agree to a tax increase? This is a little confusing because school districts can go to voters and ask for tax increases for things like new buildings and computers, but they cannot go and just ask for an increase in the amount of money needed to operate the school day in and day out. And so that's why when schools are short of money, it's never a conversation about, well, you can pay more or we can cut this. It's always a question of what to cut.
So what exactly do some of these parents at Old Mission want to do?
So their idea is that the township could have a tax and then give the money to the school district. In this case, on Old Mission Peninsula, the township is Peninsula Township. So the idea that's out there is, well, maybe the township could propose a tax. Voters could vote yes or no. If they vote yes, the majority, then the money that's collected by the township would then be given to the school district in order to keep Old Mission Elementary open.
Can they do this?
So that's the big question. That's what some parents are trying to figure out. I wondered that myself when I heard about this. It seemed like it was kind of contrary to the whole idea of Proposal A and how we fund schools in Michigan. I spoke to Patrick Anderson at the Anderson Economic Group, and he's been pretty involved over the decades in helping shape the laws we have in Michigan. He was the deputy budget director when Proposal A was written. He himself had a hand in authoring some of these tax limitations, and he gave me kind of a mixed answer. He didn't see anything that would block it on the surface, but he seemed skeptical that this would be a long-term solution. Here you can hear what he said.
I don't think Proposal A precludes a unit of government just donating money to another unit of local government. I do see Proposal A and the Headley Amendment and constitutional tax limitations that are out there and other provisions of state law making it hard to do an end run, in fact, making it impossible to do an end run where you have a permanent school millage that's disguised as a township millage. That would not be something that would pass muster constitutionally, and I also think voters would be extremely, extremely skeptical about that. But I don't see any bar under the Constitution with the local government deciding to, on their own, donate some resources to another unit of local government.
How far along are the parents with the idea?
Well, they're really just exploring it. They're trying to find an attorney who can answer the question that you asked. Could we do this? Could this tax be proposed by the township?
Peter, do you think that we're heading toward a legal battle with this question?
Well, I think there are people that would notice if a local community figured out a way to propose a tax to increase school spending just in their community. I think opponents of increased taxes generally would notice this. and be concerned that it violates Proposal A. I think people that are concerned about social equality might see here a way in which wealthier communities could kind of start running ahead and increase the amount of money they're spending on schools and leaving poorer communities behind.
If this was on the ballot, are voters going to approve it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how to answer it other than to tell you the last two times TCAPs proposed bonds to the community, voters in Peninsula Township, the majority of them voted against the new property tax to pay for school improvements. That, of course, was for renovations and improvements across the district. This would be just to keep their school in their neighborhood. So who knows what the result would be.
Peter Payette is news director here at IPR News Radio. Peter, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.